You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly chat with Te Pāti Māori's Takitai Kim.
For their regular catch-up, Hannah Thompson spoke to Te Pāti Māori's Takitai Kim about the latest Auckland Council budget, which proposes sweeping budget cuts to essential services like public transport, the Citizens Advice Bureau, early childhood education and homelessness initiatives, as well as cuts to arts and cultural funding and climate initiatives. They also discussed new figures showing that there has been no annual change in child poverty rates and whether a more holistic approach to poverty reduction is needed. Hannah started by asking how the council's budget will impact communities in Tāmaki Makaurau.
Maybe I'll start with saying that for years I have always supported local communities to, have their say. So the Aucklanders have been encouraged to, write a submission, put in how they feel to try and seek change. And honestly, I feel like, I've done it for years and I encourage rangatahi, I encourage Māori communities, have your kōrero, I ran groups, all those sorts of things across Tāmaki Makaurau over the years. And you know what, you feel really empowered by having your say, but nothing ever comes of it. And I always feel that it's a tick box exercise for council to say they've consulted, but nothing ever happens to those thousands of voices of whānau that actually have their say. And we're encouraging again people to have their say across Tāmaki Makaurau, but decisions are already made. You can see where the cuts are going. And you want to be optimistic about it, but the reality is it's not.
But it's especially important for rangatahi and for Māori to fill out these submissions, because they're the ones that are going to be disproportionately affected by these proposed cuts, right?
The thing is, though, we've been doing it for years. We've been filling out these submissions, and it doesn't happen. So even though we are continuing to push and ask our people to fill out their submissions, we hope that that change comes. But in past years, that has never happened. And we've filled these out many and many a times, and people feel discouraged. Our voices have been asked to be heard all the time. Please submit, please have your say. But what are you really going to do about it? And are you really going to make change if we call out and say, these budget cuts affect us. They affect our communities, they affect the oranga of our people and our well-being. Are you actually going to do anything about it? And, the day I see some change in that, we will celebrate. But, when you're getting buses, are going to be taken off, they're going to be slashed and burned, over 1,000 buses on the timetable a day that will be affected, that affects our students, our Māori students, whānau that catch buses, public transport. The Citizens Advice Bureau, everybody needs, not just Māori, but a lot of our whānau, low-income earners, need the support of the Citizens Advice Bureau. And they always need advice and support, especially with legal support when they're looking for lawyers or advice. Those services are available at Citizens Advice Bureau. Those are gone. There's no access to advice and support for whānau. ECE, that affects our people as well, especially for working families who need their tamariki in childcare. That comes at a huge loss for them. The cost of living is high. It hasn't changed. It's not going to reduce anytime soon. And when you're taking these core services away, it just puts more pressure on whānau.
This formality of consultation without actually actioning anything that comes from the consultation, it almost reminds me of requirements to consult with Māori that you see under, like, the Resource Management Act and things like that.
Yes, and look, we have had, there have been consultation with Māori, and I have attended a couple of those. We've done them on Zoom. There have been, you know, they have come to consult and let Māori communities know across Tamaki Makaurau about the changes. But all of our Māori leaders are all in the same boat, saying this will impact our communities, and it'll be our people that lose out again. You know, like I said, the cost of living isn't going to change, and our whānau are already seeing it hard, and these are just more costs on top of more costs.
Latest figures from Stats NZ show that there's been no change in child poverty over the last year. I was just wondering, like, how much of this can be pinned down to inflation rather than policy choices by the government?
Well, look, this is what I see out on the ground. I'm not surprised that there is no change in child poverty stats in Aotearoa. If I think about what our country has gone through in the last 3 years with COVID, the pandemic, we saw it. And I was on the ground through the whole pandemic in my role at Manurewa Marae and serving whānau in our community. And you could see it. I mean, with your own eyes, you didn't need the, you know, Stats New Zealand to do that. You could see it on the daily, the poverty, actually the sadness, actually, in homes and in our whānau. And again, kai is such a huge component of that when our families aren't able to put kai on the table to be able to feed their families. And I think when I think about policy, you know, for us at Te Pāti Māori, it's about intergenerational, it's about linking up our policies and connecting them together so that it's just not an isolated policy on their own. When we think about our mokopuna Māori, we think about raising the income level of families, of individuals to at the living wage at $25. You know, instantly we want to be able to change benefit rates.
And the fact that this has been such a persistent problem for so long and something that's been pointed out by communities as, you know, something that sorely needs addressing kind of does seem to point to the need for transformative policy changes rather than sort of incremental tweaking around the edges.
Yeah, definitely. And that's what we hope to be able to do with Te Pāti Māori, to be more transformative in the way that we work across. I think you can't take people as individuals. We look at them as a whānau, as hapū, as iwi, and how do we work across the generations and looking at policy and looking across what are all the issues within whānau, hapū, iwi. But we also believe that it'll take the voices of our people to help with that as well. And our people are asking for change, and our people want to see transformation in the way that government works.
And this intergenerational focus sort of leads me to think, is there too much of a focus on child poverty specifically, since, you know, poor children come from poor families? Shouldn't the focus be on poverty generally?
Yes, I agree. I mean, Māori, we don't break it down, eh? We just see it as poverty. Our whānau are living in poverty. So what do we need to do to change that or to support how we rise up our people? And I mean, you are right. You know, children come from families that are unable to meet the breadline. And we see that on the daily in Tamaki Makaurau. And there's a lot of work from government to be able to change that.
Is there also a need for targeted policy for Māori to address poverty? Because all of these stats, they comment on the overrepresentation of Tamariki Māori.
Well, I actually think it could be quite easy in just pulling ministries together and looking at their Māori budgets and actually just devolving the money over to groups like Whānau Ora, who are able to get that money out to their communities and to their whānau, to whānau, hapū, iwi. I think there is an easier solution from being able to just look at policy. If government departments devolve their money, their Māori money, to organisations who can deliver and whānau water providers showed that during the time of the pandemic when they were able to stand and respond. And again, they did it during the floods and during the cyclone. If the funding is devolved, the community is able to work and resource their communities and their whānau.
And communities helping their own communities, yes. that is exercising manamotuhake and rangatiratanga, no?
Yes, it is. And, you know, whānau and local communities have solutions to be able to rise up their community. They know their community better than anybody else, better than government. They actually know what works in their community and how to make it work in their community.
That was Te Pāti Māori's Takutai Kemp talking about the budget for Tamaki Makaurau and child poverty.
That was our weekly chat with Te Pāti Māori's Takutai Kemp.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.